Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
It's the morning mess. It's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Kaylee?
Morning!
Morning, guys.
We hear that you need some revenge on your brother, Ted, this morning.
I certainly do. So my parents passed away a few years ago.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's still hard, but it's getting easier.
Right. Yeah, it does. I promise.
But they left me our childhood home because I happen to be the more responsible of the siblings.
Not the favorite.
So for the last couple of years, I've just been kind of sitting on it, and it's a little too far away for my husband and me to commute living there. So we haven't really figured out what to do with it, and we're starting to think about selling it.
Oh, wow.
Wait, does anyone live in there?
Actually, funny that you mention it, my brother this past year asked if he could squat in it and live there for free.
Okay.
Got it. Squat in it.
Yeah. Okay.
But when he did this, I told him that I was thinking about selling it. So he was aware.
Okay.
He was all like, how could you sell our childhood home? But I don't really think that's the issue. I think the issue is that he's a cheap that doesn't want to.
That's exactly what it is.
Aww.
He's been living there rent-free?
He's been living there rent-free.
Oh, that's the life. And the whole house to himself?
Yeah.
Dang.
You've already warned him. You're clearly now, like, thinking of taking the steps to sell it.
I did. So I had a real estate agent come over with some clients and check out the house. And I warned my brother, and he scared him away.
What? He scared him away? Well, what do you mean?
Yes. He was saying that the house was haunted. He said there was black mold. I mean, it was all this crap.
Oh, wow. He tried to make them not want to buy it.
Yes.
That's
and
gangster.
We could have had that house sold.
Okay, well, this all makes sense at this point. So you're trying to sell the house, and he's doing everything he possibly can. Obviously, he's getting his house along because it's rent-free, to make sure people don't buy it.
Yes, and so I'm super pissed, and I want him out of the house.
Ooh, girl.
Okay. Fair.
That's a lot. Nacho, can you do it all?
I can do it all. Okay, so what kind of revenge are we talking about this morning? What do you have in mind?
I was thinking that Nacho could call as a real estate agent and tell him that the house is sold and he's got to go.
Nice. Okay. Straight to the point. I like that.
Now, does he have anywhere to go, or is he going to, like, freak out?
I mean, he could go crash with friends. I don't know.
Okay. She doesn't care.
She's like, I don't care.
Yeah, right? Right. What's your brother's name again?
Ted.
All right. I'm going to call your brother Ted and mess with him this morning and let him think that the house has been sold. He got to get the hell out. Maybe I'll give him 8 hours, okay?
8 hours?
You got 8 hours. You're out. Does that sound okay?
That sounds fantastic.
All right, Kaylee, just need his number. We got your favorite prank calls up next. It's Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. Okay, your Morning Mess here in the middle of your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Kaylee. I would be hot now. Condolences again to Kaylee. Her parents passed away and left her the house. She's more responsible of the siblings of her and her brother, Ted. Well, she lives quite away from the house as she's overseeing, but her younger brother wants to stay there. And he has been staying there this past year, kind of squatting at the house rent-free.
Rent-free.
So I get her brother's little hustle here. So, Kaylee, you told him, like, you're thinking of selling the house. He's done everything humanly possible to scare away potential buyers because, obviously, he's staying at your parents' and your childhood home for free.
Yes. I mean, he keeps saying it's haunted, there's black mold, homeless people like to hang out in the yard. It's just all kinds of crap.
Well, I mean, he technically is about to be homeless, so that part's true.
So he has really just killed off all negotiations with any potential people buying the house. So you have in mind to prank him this morning by telling him that I'm your realtor and that you sold the house.
Yes, I need your help to get him back.
Yeah, that sabotage is too much. We're going to do that for you.
We ready, Kaylee?
Definitely.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Ted?
Yeah, this is Ted. Who's this?
This is Nacho with two O's from Keeping It Real Real Estate. How are you?
Doing well. Are you wanting to come to the house?
Oh, no. No need to go look at it because I already sold it.
I'm sorry, what?
I sold the house.
How did you sell the house if you never came to see it?
Well, Ted, word on the street is you claim the house is haunted and people love that crap. So they ate it all up and it went like $300,000 more than I thought I was going to put it on the market for.
So you're saying I made the house more valuable?
No, not you. The ghost did.
What if I told you I was lying? There isn't a ghost here.
Well, what if I told you the papers are signed and the house is sold, so ghosts are not? You got to get the hell out, Ted Bundy.
Well, how much did you sell this house for?
$1.4 million.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm actually not. And you need to leave in 8 hours because the movers will be there soon, okay, Ted? So
wait, what?
Jump and skippy. What? You got to get out the house, Mr. Squatter.
My sister owns the house, and I really doubt she would sell the house without telling me.
Well, if you're squatting and freeloading, I wouldn't tell you about my $1.4 million either, Mr. Ted Bundy, because... Hello, you know what you would spend it on? Peanut butter.
Bundy. I'm not a serial killer.
I'm calling you Buddy, not Bundy.
Why the f*** are you calling me?
Because I need you to get the hell out. Because the movers are going to be there and you're officially trespassing, so...
How could I be trespassing on my own childhood home? This can't be legal.
Sir, that is not your house. Your name isn't even on the paperwork. You got to go, Mr. Bundy. Let's go.
Stop that f***, man. I'm not leaving.
Don't make me go in there and have to do it myself.
Oh, is that a f***? Threat?
Ted, I have seen what you look like. I could literally turn the AC on and the breeze would blow you out the door. I mean,
that's
come
really
on.
Rude.
How am I rude? You need the whole house to yourself anyways. I've been monitoring the house and you haven't brought a girl over or guy over for the past 10 months. So why do you need that whole house to do that?
First of all, we're in a pandemic and I've been taking it very seriously.
Okay, and second?
Second of all, why the f*** are you watching me?
Well, to be honest, because you're kind of cute. Just kidding, Mr. Ted Bundy. Listen.
Sorry to f*** God, you better stop calling me that.
Why?
We even bought the house from you anyways. I'd like to talk to them and convince them not to.
Well, I sold it to myself. I bought your sister's house, Ted. Stop!
Is that even legal? You can't sell a house to yourself.
First of all, I am legal. And yes, I can and I did. I'm moving in 8 hours. I need you out. I got a blue couch.
Why
I
would you want to buy this house? It's huge.
Well, that's why. It's perfect for me and my 17 kids and my little dog, Pepino. He's a little pug and he likes big open spaces and he likes that dish. Oh, look, I'll tell you what, Ted. I'll make you a deal, okay?
Okay, what kind of deal?
I'll let you stay there if you want to be the butler.
I'm sorry, what?
I pay $14 a day. You get to stay in the house for free, like you have been. It's a freeloader's dream, Mr. Bundy.
For the last time, it's not Bundy. There's no way I'm going to be a butler for you and your 18 kids.
Well, here's the situation. You would not be a butler for the 18 kids. You would be my dog Pepino's butler, and I'll let you stay for free.
I'm going to be a butler.
Well, he needs his paw Pacinos every morning, and he likes to be woken up with the song, Who Let the Dogs Out? I think it's a very fair trade. Also, he needs his nails cut. Oh my God. But he likes them when you bite them off individually, so...
Are you kidding me?
Ted, we gotta let you know, you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your sister put us up to this prank call. She's on the line right now.
Hey there, Ted. That's what you get for trying to sabotage the sale of our house.
It's our house, Kaylee.
It was left to me, and you've been sabotaging the sale of the house while living there rent-free, Ted. So if you want to keep living there, you're going to have to fork up some rent.
Oh.
You're such a f***, Kaylee.
Damn! What?
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.